Okay, Alexander, we're going to have to do a video on this. We're going to have to be very careful in our wording, and everyone who watches this understands why. You always preface this in your videos as well as to why we need to be careful when talking about subjects like this. And we are going to be talking about the shot. We'll call it the shot. We'll call it medication in the UK. We'll talk about passports, but not your traditional type of passports that you may be using currently to travel, but these new forms of passports. Identification, which will obviously end up on your phone in some sort of application format. And really, but what this video should focus on, and what we want to focus on, is the fact that it looks like the Boris Johnson government was lying, and they've been caught in a lie. They've been caught in a lie by, from what I understand, The Guardian. The Guardian actually caught them, which is very odd because The Guardian seems very pro. This type of application and this type of surveillance. But nonetheless, they seem to have caught the Boris Johnson government lying to the people of the UK in that they've had plans for this type of system to go into place, this application surveillance passport system to go into place for a while now. But they've been, the part that pisses me off, Alexander, they've been kind of doing this clever marketing media bait and switch type of process. They even got me where, the minister, the health minister says, no, we're not going to do this. Then Boris Johnson says, maybe. And then Dominic Raab says, no, we're going to do this. And then Boris Johnson says, no, we're not going to implement this in pubs, but maybe in theaters. They kind of, it's kind of like a game, a psychological game that they're playing where they're saying, no, we'll just do a little bit. We won't do any. Maybe we'll do a lot. And the people kind of sit there and they're guessing, and I was guessing, and I said, okay, so maybe the health minister's on the up and up and they're not going to do anything. Maybe Boris Johnson is showing restraint. Maybe Dominic Raab is overreacting, and maybe the UK really won't go into a full surveillance type of application or surveillance type of system. But now we know that everything they've been saying in the press, to me, this is to me, outside looking in, seems like it was all BS and it was all media tricks. They've had this in the works for a while, that it looks like The Guardian has blown this story wide open. There's also reports that the Labour Party and some conservatives are also banding together to stop this application, passport application, from going into effect. What do you make of all of this that's taking place?
Well, I mean, first of all, you're absolutely right. I mean, the guidance that was being given from the government, and this is, kept consistent for several weeks, was that this idea was never being considered. And in fact, it had been ruled out. And we now know that at the same time as officials of the government, ministers of the government, Boris Johnson himself, were basically telling us that, in reality, they were planning all along to introduce it. So they were saying one thing in public, they were doing something completely different in private. Some people talk about dissonance. I call it straightforward lying. And I think that's what most people will see it as. Now, why did the Guardian publish this? And you're absolutely right. The Guardian has been a newspaper, as a newspaper, which is pushed ever harder for ever more restrictive policies. Straightforward answer: the Guardian is very much aligned with the opposition Labour Party. The opposition Labour Party has been falling increasingly far behind in the opinion polls. It's looking for something that it can attack the government on. It's found that there's a number of Conservative MPs who are on the libertarian wing of the party, the Conservative Party, and who are restive and unhappy about this policy. So it's now trying to ally itself with them so as to defeat the government in a parliamentary vote. And The Guardian, which is aligned with the Labour Party, is publicising this story. It is doing so, I'm going to be straightforward about this, in a completely hypocritical way. If it had been a Labour government proposing this thing, indeed, if we had had a Labour government in office, they would have proposed this thing, and The Guardian would have fully supported it. But because it's a Conservative government led by Boris Johnson, The Guardian, which detests Boris Johnson because, of course, he was the Prime Minister who carried out Brexit, and The Guardian is the arch remaining newspaper, and which also backs the Labour Party. The Labour Party has exposed it. That's the whole explanation about the Guardian. But let's not get sidetracked with us. What we're seeing yet again is government saying one thing in public, doing something else in private, and what they do in private consistently moves towards ever greater restrictions. Now, I have to say, obviously, we've seen restrictions coming from the government because of the pandemic situation. But it goes beyond that. We're now having a whole raft of laws being published in Britain about public meetings, for example, about police powers, for example, about all sorts of things of that nature, all of which seem to be increasingly focused on stifling expressions of public action, public protest, public debate, and forcing the British public into ever greater conformity. This particular issue of these passports is consistent with that. The pandemic is the explanation, if you like, I'm choosing my words very carefully now, that's been used to justify doing it. But it is happening at the same time that all sorts of other things are being done also. And one has to wonder why. Why, I do have to ask myself, what exactly is going on in Britain which is causing the government to take all of these steps to restrict public debate, to control people's ability to carry out protests, to limit people's ability to move and to go to places and to travel? What exactly is the agenda that is being followed here? Because the manifestly is one, but I would love to know what it is. And I would love to know what exact role Boris Johnson himself has in articulating it and forming it. Does it come from him? Does it come from other people within the Conservative Party? Or is it from within the British bureaucracy, the British deep state, if you prefer? Whatever it is, it's a very, very dangerous process. It's meeting some degree of resistance, including, as I said, from the Conservative Party itself. But it is an ominous development, and we should not assume that because the Guardian, the Labour Party and a few libertarian Conservatives are opposing it in Parliament, that will mean that it won't happen. I'm afraid I fully expect that this particular proposal will be enacted, will pass and will come into effect very shortly.
Right. OK, so that was kind of my... I have two questions. That was kind of my one question there is, I agree. I think it's going to pass. This is going to pass because it's been in the works. And obviously, they've invested a lot of time and money. I've seen some figures there that, you know, we're talking in the billions of pounds that they've invested in this entire system. So my question was, how do you think the UK population will react? And how do you think the UK population will react once this goes into effect, given that we now know the Boris Johnson government was lying about this entire plan from the get-go? In other words, why, if this is such a good and solid policy, just as a policy, removing yourself from everything else that's going on, if this was such a solid policy to implement, why didn't the Boris Johnson government last year just come out and say the steps that they're going to take to secure the situation and make life better for the UK population? In their minds, this is once again, I'm saying in their minds, they're saying, okay, we've got a plan. Here's our plan. We're going to invest this much money. We're going to create this application. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. And doing this will secure and stabilize the problems that we have right now. And in 6 months or a year, whatever that time frame is, you know, the country will be better off, and then we can, you know, remove whatever restrictions we may be putting in place with this. I'm saying, why didn't they just come out and say, this is what we're going to do, this is our plan? And why did they go through such secrecy and such mealy-mouthed, you know, talking out of both sides of your mouth, BS, media propaganda bait and switch type of tactics. People can't really how can people appreciate this stuff?
Well, I'm going to say a few things about this. Firstly, I have to say this: people are very cynical about Boris Johnson and his connection to the truth. If Boris Johnson lies, which he does, I mean, I'm not sure that he does it much more than other politicians do, but it's talked about him as if he does it more than other politicians do. People are not surprised. They simply say, well, that's Boris for you. He just does that. So I don't think it's going to do him particular damage. Now, why did the government lie about this one? Well, straightforwardly, it's boiling the frog type policy. If you put a frog in a bucket and you try and the water is boiling, the frog will jump out. So what you do is you heat the water slowly and eventually the frog gets boiled. And that's, I think, what they did. They realised if they just announced it a few months ago that there would have been uproar and massive opposition. So they've floated this idea around. They've given us all to think, well, oh, no, it's not going to happen. Well, actually, maybe it will, maybe it won't. We're debating it. We're thinking about it. People gradually then become accustomed to the idea. And the hope or the expectation is that at that point they will accept it. And that, I think, is what they think will happen. My own view is the opposite. This Britain is an exceptionally law-abiding country as a general principle. People obey the law. People are very orderly. Protests, when they happen in Britain, are usually extremely peaceful. I think that if people, however, start to sense that these kind of restrictions are being imposed on them, then they will start to push back. It will push back in the typical British way, with humour and with peacefully and with, subverting things instead of defying them openly. But you will see this law becoming increasingly ineffective as, publicans and officials and people simply ignore it and disregard it. And the police themselves will gradually stop enforcing it. So I think there will be a pushback, and I think it will make people very cynical about politics generally, and more suspicious of the political class that is governing them than they already are, which is very suspicious indeed. Bear in mind that Brexit was partly a rebellion by the British against their political class too. They saw their political class very much in thrall to Brussels. They didn't like Brussels very much. They didn't like their political class very much. So they're already pretty disenchanted with it already. So I think that this will not stick. And I think you will find that after it's imposed, it will gradually crack and crumble and will encounter more and more resistance. And that resistance might lead to more things as people start to question other things that the political class in Britain are trying to do. But it does show how cynical and authoritarian the instincts of the British political class have become, the extent to which they mistrust the people and lie to them, and the fact that the political class is, for whatever reason, going for ever more extreme authoritarian solutions. And that is something that Britain has not experienced before in its history. The British tradition has tended to be quite libertarian. And I think that perhaps we are at some sort of a watershed.
Yeah, it's just such a devious way that they went about it. Really devious and underhanded. Yeah. Does this affect Boris in the future, you think? Especially if he really starts to implement it. And say he really does start to crack down. Like say he really gets the police to crack down. And to not give an inch. The orders are, don't give an inch. I don't care how much people resist. Don't give an inch. Do you think this affects Boris and the Conservatives?
Well, then there will be major problems, and there will be a big backlash, and there will be a big backlash on the part of the electorate, and that will have electoral consequences for the Conservatives too. And at that point, the Labour Party, who are very much fair weather travellers on this, will peel away. So it will have an effect on the government. I have to say, as I say, it's so contrary to the Conservative tradition also in some ways. I mean, way back in the 19th century when there were suggestions for the first time that, you know, there'd be alcohol licensing and the government was trying to create, you know, provisions to sort of reduce the amount of drinking that was going on in Britain. There was a Conservative who stood up in the House of Commons, actually the House of Lords, and said that I would rather see Britain free than Britain sober. And how far we have moved from that. How far we've moved from that.
Does, I'll throw something out there to wrap up the video. Does Farage come back to reinvent himself as someone that is now going to fight for the liberty of the UK, or no?
Always possible. And bear in mind that one of the reasons he took such strong exception to the European Union in the first place was because he objected to the authoritarianism it was creating in Britain and the fact that the British voters were unable to vote for their own laws to be passed by a British Parliament accountable to them. If he sees the Parliament in London no longer accountable or responsive to people, well, quite possibly he will come up and take up that challenge. Might not be Farage, might be someone else very like him. I mean, you know, if politics in Britain produces someone like Farage, it's quite capable of producing someone like Farage again. And that person who might be like Farage might actually be Farage. Who knows? I think this is a dangerous path the government here is following. I think that sooner or later, this will end badly for them. And I think if they don't understand that, they're setting themselves up for a major political crash. And I you know, that I could say, having, you know, been living in Britain all my life and obviously knowing very much about the feeling of this nation.
All right. Well, interesting development we'll be watching. All right, Alexander Rikers, thank you very much, guys. Check down below in the description box. I will put a link to a coupon, 10% off all Duran merchandise. You'll find the link down below. Take care, everybody.